Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. Second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet, my calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. King said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Zinnia. Zinnia. It's an old Greek word from ancient Greece. Zinnia. The people believed that that's what their gods wanted them to do in reference to strangers. Zinnia. Literally, it means ritualized friendship. They believed the gods wanted them to treat the strangers as if they were their friends. Never met the people before and will probably never see them again. But when people came to their homes on a journey, needing food and water and a place to stay, they were obliged by the gods to do that. That was their belief. In fact, they thought the gods were so interested in that that the gods sometimes would dress up as people who were traveling and come to your door and ask for zinnia, and you better provide it. You don't want to disobey the gods if they're standing in front of you. The Jewish people had a very common kind of idea in terms of strangers. We have depicted in our icon of the Holy Trinity an image coming from the time when strangers came by where Abraham and Sarah were staying and needed to be taken care of. It was called hospitality. And so Abraham made them comfortable, put them in the shade, gave them something to drink because it was hot, and Sarah fixed them something to eat, took care of them, gave them a place for a while, and then they went on. But in that story, we find out that those strangers were actually angels, angels of God, who were sent to experience hospitality from Abraham and Sarah. Hospitality is part of the account we hear in the gospel today. We've had a number of parables. We're just every Sunday reading consecutively through the Gospel of Matthew. Went to this section of Matthew where there's just one parable after another. We went through a number of parables about vineyards and farmers and did that. And now we've moved into this other parable about a king who was going to have a wedding feast for his son. Son's getting married, have a party. Seemed pretty straightforward. And so the king invites people he would want to be his guests. In that culture, basically, you stuck with your own kind. A king would be with royal people, with a higher echelon of society. Poor people would be with poor people. They wouldn't be with the king. So that was a very firm idea of who did you associate with. And so the king invites these fancy people, but they won't come. They refuse. We don't want to come to your son's wedding feast. We have other things to do. We're busy. But he sends out the servants a second time because in that culture, what people would do is check out who is going to this feast. Are you going to the feast? Because if you're not going, I'm not going. Or if you're going, I'll go. It's that kind of routine. So that's why the servants go out a second time. They want to check out and see if these people have made up their minds yet. And so they do. They come and invite these people. Again, they won't come. In fact, some of them are so obnoxious that they attack the servants and kill them. Well, the king's not going to be very happy about that. And so he sends his troops and destroys these people's city. So end of that. They wouldn't come. But his feast is all ready. Killed all the animals, got them all ready. They've been on the spits, they've been all cooked. They're ready to go. But his banquet hall is empty. So then he sends out the servants to everywhere, to the streets, saying, go out into the streets, the byways, the alleys, the back roads, the marketplaces. Go out there and get anybody to come in. I've got all this food. I need to feed them. And so they do. They go out and come in people, as the gospel says, the good and the bad. They invite them all and bring them in. Now, these people are going to come because the part of town that the king lived in, they were probably never allowed to be there. And they would certainly have never been in his palace. So the idea that you got invited to the king's banquet, that's amazing. They, of course, would come. And they did. They filled the banquet hall, ready for the feast. But there's one fellow that came who wouldn't put on the wedding garment the king gave him. It was a cultural thing there that if you invited someone, you gave them special clothing to wear, probably so they all looked the same. It's, I don't know, the wedding garment. But the king provided it. It was free. But this fellow won't put his garment on, and he won't say why. So the king takes great offense at that. It's very demeaning and insulting to do that to the king. So the king has him thrown outside. He obviously doesn't want to be there, so throw him out. And at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, many are invited, but few are chosen. What this parable is about God. It's about God's inviting everyone. God does not just stay with certain people, the special people, the privileged people. All people are invited to come to the banquet of heaven. Everyone is treated the same. And it's up to us then to hear that invitation from God and then respond to it. We can respond like the upper echelon and say, no, thank you very much, but I don't want to. I don't want to be invited to the heavenly banquet. Or to be like the common people who said yes and they came. They responded to the king's hospitality. It takes an element of humility to accept hospitality. We have a tendency, especially in our culture, to say, well, I don't need it. I'm fine. I'm on my own. I can do it all by myself. So when people's nice to us and they reach out to us, we can feel a little embarrassed, especially if they want to give us big hugs. We don't want to do that, that we feel. We want to draw back. We're sort of shy people. I don't know why. But it's important that when we receive hospitality, we accept it. We accept it. That's what the Lord expects us to do. Just as in the parable, the common people accepted the king's invitation. So we're called to accept hospitality when we come to church and to also give hospitality to people around us, people in the community, to welcome them, to accept them, not divide them, not discriminate against them, not look at them and you're good or you're bad. But they're all God's children, and we're called then to be hospitable. Next Saturday, we will have a parish dinner. We've had one for the last 8 or 9 years. Ever since we accepted stewardship as a method in this parish, a journey, a way we are as Christians, we come as stewards before God. And so what that meant is that we gave up the marketplace. We don't buy and sell things anymore here, typically. We don't have auctions. We don't sell dinner tickets. That basically we rely upon the Holy Spirit to work through each member of the parish for them to provide of their time, talent, and treasure to reach out to God's people, to help in the community, to help with their resources. And we don't need to, like, I'll sell you a painting and then you give me money. I rely upon the Holy Spirit to prompt you to be generous, prompt you. What is the Holy Spirit inspiring us to do today? One thing is that we now have this dinner next Saturday. It's free. It's going to be a wonderful dinner. We have a wonderful chef, Chef Eric. He's done all of our dinners, and he does a wonderful job. This is good restaurant quality food, and it's going to be provided, and you're welcome to come. But you need to sign up so we know what to expect. So if you don't sign up, you can't come. So the RSVP. So you do that by getting on the website and putting in your name, and then coming next Saturday at 5:30. And then we can celebrate as a parish God's gift to us, not in a way of buying and selling, but in just being together and experiencing community, and being together just like we heard in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, in which Isaiah is having this vision that God is on a mountain and is inviting all of his people to come to the mountain where there will be rich food and rich wine. I mean, for the common people at the time, they just get blurry thinking about that. They probably never had rich food and rich wine in their entire lives. They're too poor. But this vision of Isaiah is to come, and God will give you a really great banquet. And so the banquet of heaven. Come and participate. So that's the spirit here with this parish dinners. They have a dinner. It's free. It's a high quality. It'll be a wonderful time. We always have a good time at that dinner. So you're welcome to come, but again, you need to sign up. Okay, that's Saturday evening. Now, Sunday morning, St. Vincent de Paul is putting on a breakfast. Again, it's free. They ask you maybe to bring some food for the poor. But it's a free dinner, a free breakfast, and you're invited to come to that. And it's hospitality. Our inclination may be, oh, no, I'm independent. I don't need that. I'll go do something else. I'll go play on my computer. But no, it's important as in the terms of hospitality, we not only give it, but we receive it. And so it's important both at the dinner and the breakfast to come. For the cook and bottle washers in your family, you're going to get a weekend off. You won't have to do the cooking. You won't have to do the dishes. Just come and enjoy the community at the dinner on Saturday and at the breakfast on Sunday. And that way we gather as God's people, just as Isaiah had in his vision, that this is the Lord providing wonderful food for everyone. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. Just come and be present to the community. And that way we live as God's people in together in community and really answering the call that the king sent out to the people to come to his banquet. Come to the banquet, accept it, and come and fill the hall with your presence.